Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the New Corner Office, the podcast where we share strategies for thriving in the new world of work, one where the location and hours are more flexible than in the past. Today's tip is to start all your meetings with a few minutes of formal, scheduled, social time. This is a good idea for all meetings, but it's particularly important for those done virtually. When you walk into an in-person meeting, there is naturally a minute or two of social time as people figure out their seats, note if someone is just back from vacation, or complain about the cafeteria being out of coffee. This is human nature, and there's actually nothing wrong with it. Indeed, few individual meetings accomplish much more than nurturing the relationships between the people who attend them. But a lot of people don't see it that way, and a lot of meetings are poorly run. So what winds up happening is that the social chit-chat either extends way too long, which is frustrating for people who've got long to-do lists, or else someone snarls that no one has time for this chit-chat, and the meeting starts from a bad place. The better option is to purposefully schedule a few minutes of directed social time at the beginning of every meeting. Whoever is running the meeting should take charge of doing this. I like opening with a question that everyone gets to answer. Sometimes the question is obvious, like what people did over the weekend, if it's Monday morning, or if there was a major power outage in your area the night before, how people dealt with that. Sometimes you need to be a little more creative and come up with an icebreaker type question, your favorite restaurant or favorite author. The key thing is that everyone goes around and answers. This makes everyone feel included and gets people used to hearing everyone's voices. And by keeping the social chit-chat focused, you get the upsides without the downside of falling behind on timing. With in-person meetings, there is naturally social time, but it's even more important to do this if you're meeting virtually. A lot of people have had their maiden Zoom meetings over the last few weeks, and as you might imagine, there have been a lot of awkward experiences. But this isn't inevitable. People just have to learn to run meetings differently. So if you are running the meeting, plan to open with a few minutes of social discussion and, most important, plan to direct it. You can't leave this to chance when people aren't in the same room picking up on cues. So I make sure to call on people. Joe, what did you do on Saturday? Mary, how about you? If you don't do this, people will talk all over each other, which leads to frustrating video conference whiplash. And I know this isn't intuitive for social things. If you're sitting in a bar with a group, you would never direct a social discussion this way. You'd feel too much like a fourth grade teacher. But different times call for different approaches. When everyone is heard and everyone has a chance to connect, you are going to have a great meeting, whether virtual or face-to-face. So if you've got a meeting coming up today, think about how you could open with a few minutes of social chit-chat. And if you've got great opening questions for your virtual meetings, I'd love to hear about them. You can email me at laura@lauravandercam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening, and here's to succeeding in the New Corner Office. The New Corner Office is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.